Hello everyone, in this episode we'll learn about the Programming Workshop course. It's said that if you like this course, or at least you don't hate it with all your guts, then computer science or software engineering might be a good fit for you.
The Computer Science Software Engineering College Courses Review Podcast, where we describe the core courses that all aspiring computer scientists and software engineers should take on their college path. And now your host, Andres Arriaga.
Hey guys, for this episode we'll be talking a little bit more personal, if you may, and a little more macro, tackling subjects that are important to know and stuff that is important to be thinking about when you're deciding what to do with your professional life and career. But before we get into it, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who are listening. We just reached 1,200 plays overall, and we have 300 plays per episode on average. I'm so excited that the content is helping someone, or that at least is making things more clear for other people who are undecided and don't really know what to do. And I'll be sure to keep making quality content for you all. Okay, now I'm stop blabbering, and with that being said, let's get started. This course presents the concepts and tools necessary for the development of programs. It also complements and exercises the skills and abilities acquired in the Introduction to Programming course. And this is in order to develop experience so that you can be really good at developing programs. This course is complementary to Introduction to Programming, meaning that each week consists of theoretical classes and also putting into practice what you learn in a computer lab. The workshop should emphasize the good practices of a software engineer. The exercises that are developed are complementary to the topics exposed in Introduction to Programming course, as we already mentioned. Why is this course important? It's important because you put into practice all that you learn in your Introduction to Programming, but in an environment that is much closer to reality. You'll learn how a program behaves. What are the possibilities? Why a certain component in your system behaves a certain way? This course will pretty much be your introduction to the world of programming in a real work environment, and to your first programming projects. At the end of this course, the student should be able to build a program with the basic elements of a programming environment. The student should also be able to operate effectively a computer system and handle the terminology that is used in the discipline of computer science. Now, it's said that if you like this course, or at least you don't hate it, then you have a pretty good chance to stay around in the field. I had a friend who was in the same programming workshop class as me, and she didn't like it at all. She hated to sit for long periods of time and code a program to do a specific thing. She really didn't find it fun in the slightest and preferred to switch to a different major once she realized that programming was a vital tool in this discipline. Now, I'm not saying you will have to code all your life. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to do that for the rest of my life, even though it's cool. This is actually a pretty common misconception. Chances are you will have to program for a fair amount, but if you look for a different professional profile and work towards it, such as a software designer, a software architect, or a theoretical computer scientist, or even a project manager, you most probably won't have to program as intensively as some other developer. But that's up to you. This course is meant to give you the foundation for good programming skills that all computer scientists and all software engineers need. And you might have heard of coding boot camps and other intensive programs that teach people how to be developers in just a couple of months or so. And I have to tell you, those are really good places if you just want to learn how to code to get a job as soon as possible. In my opinion, it's a total lack of practicality to study for 4 years in college in order to get a developer's job, which you can do only spending 3 months at a coding boot camp. Now, if you don't want to be a developer straight away and you are interested in another, perhaps more specialized profile, like a project manager, a software architect, scientist, that sort of thing, I recommend you to go to college, since that's the best and fastest vehicle to do that once you get your first job. Needless to say, you can of course get those positions through a bootcamp path, but it'll probably take a little longer and it'll be a little harder if you don't have the college degree. Just as a side note, I'm actually a big advocate for alternative solutions. With this, I mean that the traditional way of living is not always the best option, guys. You know how you go to school, then college, then work, then you retire? I believe that people should deviate from the norm and start their own things, you know, every once in a while. Their own startups, their businesses, their investments and such. You don't have to go to college most of the times to get a high-paying job. People try to make you believe that it's the only way, but in reality, there are other more fun and fulfilling ways to make a living, in my opinion. However, computer science and software engineering are particular disciplines where sometimes you need in-depth learning on a subject. Sometimes you know, programs and professors in universities can bring you great opportunities and chances to understand more on the matter and to propel you into greater heights. For further information about the difference between boot camps and college, I recommend you guys follow a YouTube channel called Engineered Truth by Matt Tran. He makes an awesome content and he's really good at explaining the differences. Okay, so as I mentioned before, in this course you put into practice your programming knowledge and create software in the form of projects. Our professor was the same professor as the Introduction to Programming course, by the way, and he assigned three projects to us. The first two needed to be developed with Python and the last one with Java. For our first project, we needed to create a database for detectives. The point of the project was to get us to create an interactive menu with the user in which he or she could select different functionalities like insert a detective, delete a detective, insert records of investigation, and see a map where the investigation took place. Now, since this was our very first project, we didn't need to create a real database nor a real map. We used text files to store data on secondary memory, which mimicked a database. And for the map, we represented it with four coordinate points, which mapped out a perimeter of an area, of a squared area. Also, we had to validate that the areas didn't overlap. Overall, the project was fun and challenging. I got like an 89 because my map had bugs and I really couldn't figure them out, but I think it was a really good grade for the beginning. For our second project, we had to make a game of Connect 4 using TKinter, which is a graphical user interface for Python. However, the board had to be infinite, meaning that horizontally it had to be ever expanding and vertically as well. However, it needed to have a stable floor. And the main point of this project was to research and understand how to implement a graphical user interface and how to make it interactive with the user. It was really fun, and my professor would give us extra points if you could beat him in a game the day that we had to present our projects for the grade. I got like an 86 because I couldn't implement the vertical infinity at that time, but now I know how to do it and I faceball myself every time. It's so easy. It's so freaking easy. For our third project, we had to create an ATM in Java. Now, we had been programming Python up until now, and changing not only the syntax but the paradigm of the programming language was something tough to do. However, if you have good foundations in your code, such as low coupling, high cohesion, and clear understanding of what goes where, then you can understand the object-oriented programming paradigm with Java and create an application as this one with little help. With that said, I did horribly in this project. It was all because of a stupid bug that didn't let me and my partner continue to develop the ATM. In short, it was something due to a weird thing that happens in memory where I try to pass an object from one module to another, and for some reason, the object wasn't there. It appeared as null, and I didn't know why, and I still, to the day, I'm not very sure why it happened, but thankfully one of my friends from another university who was way more advanced in the field helped me to find out what was going on. Regardless, by the time I fixed the bug, it was already too late and we got a 40. However, I passed, don't worry. So this leads me to tip number one. Start your projects early, please, on the first day. At least research what you don't know and be sure to understand all the new components you have to implement. Research is a huge part of an engineering job. Don't underestimate it and learn a lot from technologies, from the new tech, from the old tech. This will add up to your resume and give you more reach later on. This will be way, 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 way better than just staying with the old stuff. Then our professor would often have us program in class and count that as quizzes. He usually told us a problem, say like a sorting problem, and told us that we had to use a specific algorithm for its implementation. This implied that we had to research about it, program the solution, debug it, and send it, all under pressure of time and points on the course. I really liked these kind of exercises because my professor was trying to simulate real scenarios that we could all run into as good professionals. We had to do our best to come up with a solution regardless of the time and the pressure. And with this, I have tip number two. Never give up. Ever. I know it's tough. I know it's hard. It's frustrating when things don't work and you can't figure out why, I know it feels awful to be running against time and against a stupid machine that only sends error messages or wrong solutions, but keep striving. Learn, adapt, fight. The ones who fought in the course did really well, even if they hadn't programmed before, like me. The ones who gave up on the quizzes and other programming projects didn't do as well, and some of them I consider they are smarter than I was. Okay, apart from putting into practice concepts you learned in Introduction to Programming, you also learned some other side concepts that you see in Fundamental of Computer Organization course, such as Organization of Computer Systems. That is historical background of computers and programming, architecture of a computer, memory, central processing unit, secondary storage, you know, basically the von Neumann model, which we talked about in episode 2. Then we talk about a little bit about number systems, basically binary system, representation of whole numbers, representation of fractions. We talk a little bit about the operating system and a little bit about the development environment. Things like elements of the environment, components of an application, control structures, construction of functions, projects and application, development modules, problem solving, etc. It's basically what you're going to encounter when you start working on a project. When you want to develop a software that does certain specific tasks or tasks, you will find out that you have a lot of research to do. You have to know how to operate the tools correctly and how to use different modules or different libraries to your benefit. And I could argue that this is probably, arguably, one of the most important, if not the most important course that you will ever get. And why? Well, programming is really, really important for things that you got to do as a computer scientist or a software engineer. If you have good foundations, everything else will be way, way easier. Same happens with math. Same happens with programming. Same happens with skills such as speaking, such as communication. Everything piles up. If you got good foundations, you have a good future. Now, the things that they teach you in this course, that they're supposed to teach you, they're going to be things that you're going to use in the future, such as being able to construct a program. Even though you don't really know what to do, you are taught to research, go, look, find, then try to implement it. Try to see what you can do, what you can make it all fit together. And then debug it, okay? Because you will run into bugs, don't worry. Like, that's something that it happens to all of us. You will have a lot of bugs, you will have errors. Sometimes you will go crazy about them because nothing is telling you what to do, what to actually do. You have to actually sometimes guess or ask someone else who knows, or maybe just Google the error through, I don't know, a week or two sometimes. But you're taught to mature in that sense. You're taught to research, do your things yourself, understand what the problem is, try to implement it, debug it again and again, and then try to make it better in the end if it works. And hopefully it works, because that's what people are going to be paying you for. But with that, I just want to say that this course is really important. Look forward to it. And if you find yourself that maybe it wasn't very good, it wasn't not the thing that you were expecting, or it was really weak sometimes, then consider taking an online course of programming or some other type of bootcamp or something or program. I really recommend it, because a good foundation in programming is a good foundation in everything else. With that being said, thank you very much for listening. I'm Andres Arriaga, and this is episode 4. I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.